the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob Dixon is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Dave Kellner's doppelganger, no less. I might put that picture out on Twitter as well as Facebook for people to see how you both look.
That's all I need, is to be woken up by pictures of sort of Kellner and stuff like that. Yeah. I made it to Instagram this morning as well.
Yes.
I think it's the first time my ugly mug has made it to Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Well, you should be featured on that more. You should be on the front page.
Oh, I don't think I should. I'll leave it for the professionals.
Okay. We are going to talk about the specials markets, because that's what we do most weeks. We've got Big Brother, of course. We've got Sports Personality with a little bit of movement. And we've got a bit of Strictly Come Dancing to talk about as well. Some special markets on who will take part, which is always good fun to speculate about. I'll have to get in touch with Mr. Savage to see if he's heard any more rumours ahead of Strictly 2014. Should we start with Big Brother there, Rob? 13-8 for Mark to win the show. 130 Chris. Winston's the same price. 7-1 Ashley. 14 Zoe. 16 Christopher. Then you get up to 25-1 and bigger the rest. Any major movements this week in the odds?
Yeah, it's been quite a busy week.
It's been a good week for the ratings, hasn't it?
Yeah, Armageddon week. Yeah. So we started off on the Monday with a surprise eviction and three new housemates. So we've got Zoe, Bianca and Pav to entertain us for the next few weeks. Well, they say for the next few weeks, but only two of them will make it as sort of bona fide housemates. So, but, I mean, the vote at the moment is to evict one of those three. So we've got no prices out for that, but Pav, from what I've seen, Pav's probably odds on to go, I would imagine. There's not a lot between Pav and Bianca. Been chatting about it before I came online, and I think Pav seems the obvious one to go, but I think Bianca's robbing so many people up the wrong way. It wouldn't surprise me to see a surprise in that market and Bianca go. Zoe probably seems to be best liked out of the three. The polls have got her quite a long way ahead of the other two in this market to survive. So I think the former pop idol contestant will carry on.
Interesting. When you look at the eviction market, and this is for tonight as we record this, the 18th,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, the 7th eviction. The three before, obviously, one of them goes, the three will decide between. There's no public vote for this one, but the three will decide which housemate leaves.
Yeah, so the three new ones decide from Danielle, Kimberly, Stephen, Ashley, Chris, Ash, Christopher, Mark and Winston.
Yeah.
Basically, Danielle's a favourite at 2-1, Kimberly 5-2, Stephen 9-2, Ashley 5-1, 6-1 for Chris, Ash 20-1, so is Christopher, 40s for Mark and Winston. It's quite interesting that not often we get such a wide open field in an eviction. Normally there's a short price.
Yeah, there's no real sort of guide to go on with sort of phone votes, the polls. You've got a guide of where to go, but this is, you're pretty much in the hands of three people, aren't you? So it is very close to call. I think you could probably, I've made pretty much a case for first three or four in the market. The easy ones to go, anyone from Chris and bigger, so Chris is 6-1, they're to me are all pretty safe. I was almost trying to make a case for Ash at 20-1 based on what we'd seen earlier in the thing, but I think he is safe this week. Ashley survived when Marlon went on Monday, so you'd think again she's in a little bit of danger. But you probably want to focus on Danielle, Stephen, and Kimberly. Kimberly is the one that has been best backed, 6-1 when we put it out yesterday, into 5-2.
Right.
Danielle, I've still got a sneaky feeling that Danielle will go, but I think at 2-1. 2-1, she's probably getting towards value now. We put her out at 6-4 at the beginning, and she's, we haven't really seen a penny for her, to be quite honest. So
right.
Drifting out to 2, and I don't think Stephen's well liked throughout.
No.
Throughout these, with these three, especially when sort of Bianca's sort of really sort of probing him and questioning him over stuff and things. So I can probably see Bianca voting for Stephen. It's just what the other two would do in this situation. So I still think it's between Danielle and Stephen. If I was going to have a bet, probably the 92 Stephen, but I would probably say it's small stakes for this one. I think there may be better opportunities for evictions further on down the line of the show.
Yeah. We have this debate a lot, Rob, about how much credence you give online polls. But it's something to go on, isn't it?
I think you can take... There are a wide range of polls available on the internet, and some are a lot better than others. And
yeah.
It's really just a question of sort of picking the best ones, really, and going with them.
The other thing I think is, I think if you get, even across any poll, if you get like a solid agreement among the polls, and you can start adding up, you know, quite a few different voting results, then I think that's worth looking at as well. I mean, you can look at obviously the digital spy polls, the telemix, and there's lots of others as well, and there's specific Big Brother ones as well. One thing I've noticed with this this eviction, the seventh eviction, is that Stephen seems to be way ahead of everyone else in terms of the polls. I mean, I was just looking at a few then, and he's got 51% of the vote in who would you like to see go. I think that's on Telemix. 51%. Nearest is Kimberly on 19.
Yeah.
And then on another poll, he's got 58% of the vote compared to the next nearest Kimberly, 13.8, 14 more or less. So I think that 9-2. I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm not trying to put anyone away here. I've not been watching it, you know, religiously like a lot of people have. But just on the basis of that, when I see someone getting over 50% of the vote on different polls, and one of those polls has got nearly 584 votes, and the other one's got, you know, Stephen himself has got nearly 2,000 votes.
Yeah.
So no, I think 9-2 looks decent to me.
The sort of second one you were talking about, the digital spy is probably the weakest one of the polls.
But it's got the most people who vote on it. The second one was Telemix.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't found the digital spy.
The digital spy one pretty much backs up what you said. There's 730 on the vote to evict at the moment.
Yeah.
730, 58% want Stephen out, 11% Kimberly, 9% Ash.
Well, that's three different polls then put over 50% of the vote for Stephen.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that we shouldn't be blinded by them, but when you've got... If he was 4-5, I wouldn't be saying, oh, you have a bet on him, but at 9-2...
At 9-2,
a bet.
It is probably his value, isn't it, 9-2.
Yeah, so. I like that. I mean, yeah, and again, I've not watched much of it. I'm just kind of looking at this from a purely kind of... You've said it's between him and...
The truth of the matter is it's not there. You can have a poll on it,
yeah,
but it will ultimately be decided on by three people.
Yeah, exactly.
The three people might all want somebody else to go. So
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I mean, the poll is the who do you want to save for the other vote? It is pretty tight, actually. There's 802 votes. This is a digital spy one again. Zoe, we said that she's going to be safe. That's 53% of the vote on her to be saved. The other one, though, 25% for Pav to be saved, and 20% for Bianca to be saved. So it is really close for that vote, and to be quite honest, this afternoon there might be some prizes available if it's going to be that close. So just keep an eye on the website after the podcast is released, which we will tweet out later.
Indeed, yeah. Interesting. Any not much of a change on the top male, top female markets then, really?
No, there was a little bit of a move last night for Christopher, 25-1 to 16. Plenty of money still coming in for Mark. He drifted out a little bit when the three housemates came in, really just for the actual percentage of the book. So I think quite a few of them drifted out. But obviously back in again, there's a couple of four-figure bets we've seen this week. So back in now to 13-8.
Yeah, very good. Interesting. I might have a little watch of it tonight, see if Stephen...
I'll be working till 11 o'clock. So
you'll be working?
Yeah, I will.
Why can we be working that late?
Golf duties.
And golf today?
Golf today, yeah.
Oh. So many strings to your bow. So many strings to your bow.
So many strings.
Unbelievable. Should we go to Spotty next?
Let's do some Spotty.
Yeah, why not?
It's a great link because the mover has been Rory McIlroy, who currently... leads the Open at 6 under par when we recorded this. So, yeah, I mean, 10 to 1. He was 25 to 1 a few days ago into 10 to 1. We saw a little bit of money prior to the tournament, but obviously his round of 66 yesterday, the cat amongst the pigeons in the office, and we're now 10 to 1.
Mm. The other runners and riders in this: Lewis Hamilton 11 to 8, Johnny Wilkinson 5 to 1, Carl Froch 8 to 1, Rory next in the betting, then Laura Trott at 14s, Lizzie Arnold at 16s, Mo Farah, who's announced he will take part in the Commonwealth Games, at 16 to 1, Gareth Bale 20s, Justin Rose 20s, Katerina Johnson Thompson 20 to 1, Andy Murray 25s, Kelly Gallagher 40 to 1, and 50 to 1 and bigger the rest of them. Not much has changed really, apart from the fact that, you know, what you've just said about Rory and Mo announcing that he's going to run at the Commonwealth. So a couple of bits and pieces there, not much of a shift.
Obviously a Grand Prix this weekend, so a chance for Lewis Hamilton to hopefully beat Nico Rosberg on home turf, and maybe if he wins that and gets more points than Rosberg, it'll be even shorter for the Drivers' Championship.
Interesting. Strictly Come Dancing, it's that time of year when we start to look forward to who's going to appear on the show. A couple of decent bets here, a couple of shorties, but you know, I think the backable here, Rob, it's been widely reported that both Greg Wallace, he's a chef guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
And from MasterChef, and Helen Skelton, who technically is called Helen Skelton Myler.
Yeah.
She's married to the rugby league star. Both even money to appear, and they've been widely tipped to appear in it. I won't mind those. These are going in my Christmas spends bet kind of account.
You've got yourself out of retirement for this one.
The women bishops one, 8-1. Well, the 1-6 has landed, hasn't it?
Yep.
From last week, which I'm not going to crow about too much because it's a 1-6 after all. But if you back Germany to win the World Cup and the 1-6, you got paid out more than most of the people did if you did it last week.
As long as you didn't back Germany in 90 minutes.
Yeah, obviously. And the 8-11 for a woman bishop to be ordained by Christmas is the Christmas bet. And so is Greg Wallace and Helen Skelton. No reason, if these two have been asked, that they will say no, is there? BBC, Helen Skelton is, you know, she's BBC through and through. I know she works for BT Sport now, but, you know, BT Sport and BBC seem to be the same.
You'd like to think that Helen Skelton, if in, has probably got a decent enough chance to win it.
Yeah,
she's
great at everything, isn't she?
Yeah, you'd obviously think that she's probably, obviously without seeing a list, I don't think the list has been compiled. I don't actually think anybody's signed contracts up yet. It normally tends to be sort of late July, early August, so in the next couple of weeks. I think she'd be, if she is in, then I think she might be one to keep an eye on come September.
Now, I know I had this bet last year and it didn't land, but I'm going to have this bet again.
Oh, this is Rebecca Adlington.
3-1 looks good to me, mate. But why? She's doing nothing else.
She's doing nothing else anymore, is she? She's probably just sat at home.
She just fixed the BBC.
Watching Jeremy Cowell now, isn't
she? Yeah. Just to give the full list, Greg Wallace and Helen Skelton top the market, even money. Joe McKeldry is 2-1. He's done pretty much every other reality show going. 3-1, Judy Murray. Rebecca Adlington, same price. Then you jump up 5 points to Lizzie Arnold at 8. Then 4 on 10-1. They are Chris Evans, Christopher Dean, Hetty Bywater. I'm struggling to know who she
Hetty
is.
Hetty Bywater, Lucy Beale, the now deceased.
Oh, right.
Some people
who
don't
killed
know
Lucy Beale.
And she is actually alive in real life.
Yes. But, Jane Torvill, 10-1. Barbara Windsor, 12. Jenny Bond, 12-1. Andrew Strauss, Boris Becker, Chris Moyles, Kate Adie, Sharon Osborne, Sir Chris Hoy, all 25-1. John Inverdale is 33s. Then you got loads on 50s. Claire Balding. How could Claire Balding be 50-1 and David Beckham be 50-1? David Beckham should be 500-1. As if he'd do Strictly Come Dancing.
He'd love to do Strictly.
No, he wouldn't.
He's already said, a couple of years ago he came out, he said he'd love to do Strictly.
It's too big. He wouldn't do all that.
He'd have to do it for some cash.
He wouldn't be doing it for that length of time. I can't believe he'd have that much time on his hands. And the list goes on.
He's also won the Worthington Cup, so he should be, he's fine. He's passed the criteria for what you need to do Strictly.
Mm.
There you go.
So yeah, the rumours, the strong rumours are for Greg Wallace and Helen Skelton, Myla. But those are the ones. These markets, well, the only advice you can really give is just scour everything you can possibly do on Strictly. And you never know, you might just get a little head start if you're on Twitter and you've got some feeds coming in on when any news is announced. The way to do this is to try and beat you guys to the news.
Beat me to the punch.
Yeah, and that's the only way of doing it. But from this far out, I'd certainly be looking at Helen Skelton and Greg Wallace quite carefully, and then... And Rebecca Adlington at 3-1 would be a decent shout, yeah. I think she just fits it so well,
again,
doesn't she?
Well, they've wanted to do it, haven't they? We had this discussion almost 12 months ago to the day, didn't we?
But I can't remember the reason she didn't do it last year, actually.
Couldn't do it.
Was there some sort of commitment she had?
Yeah, there was some sort of... I don't know if it was the World Swimming Championships or there was something else that had sort of stopped her, but...
I mean, since then, she's obviously been on. I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And you know, she courted quite a lot of publicity, didn't she, with one thing or another. So again, I think it's another reason why she's obviously looking. You need someone who's looking. The danger with Helen Skelton, for instance, is that she doesn't necessarily need it at the moment. You know, her career is still climbing. You know, her presenting career is still climbing. Having said that, you look at what Helen Skelton's done in her short career so far, and she's done so many different types of challenges. Yeah. I think she would see it as a genuine challenge.
I think Strictly still got that prestige. Mm. I still think Strictly has got the prestige of, I want to... It can actually further somebody's career where, with... Celebrity, Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity. You always feel with most of them it's their last chance at any sort of redemption of fame of whatever. But I just think Strictly, I think you could do Strictly on the way up. It's probably the better. Mm.
You know, I was just reading an article. This is from August of last year, where she said that she in the Mirror. This is she said that she loves the show and wants to do the show, as we know.
Yeah.
But she was told by producers that they didn't think she would fit in with the balance of people. I met them, but it didn't work out this time.
Well,
I'll still be good to everyone.
That's what it comes down to. They'll obviously want people of a certain age. They're not going to fit it with sort of 7 or 8 stunning women, are they?
Mm.
You've obviously got to get that sort of balance right. And I agree. That tends to be what happens in a lot of shows, isn't it? Especially you want to get the balance, you want to get the dynamics right of the show, in the idea that it gets viewer ratings.
But if asked, what I'm saying is, if asked, she would definitely do it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without,
yeah.
You know, that's why I quite like the 3-1.
If I was asked, I'd do it.
Yeah, fair
enough. I wouldn't last more than 10 minutes, but I'd do it.
Yeah.
Just so I didn't have to appear on podcast. So Andy Olding can slag me off.
Yeah.
He's rubbish. 100-1. That'd be a dream if I got as short as 100-1.
I don't think you will. I don't think they'll ask you, mate, yet.
Well,
I think maybe a couple more series.
Time, isn't there?
A couple more series of this podcast and you might get
it. I've seen myself more for Celebrity Big Brother, to be quite honest.
Yeah, so that's that. I think we're pretty much... I mean, there's loads of other stuff on there. There's the Rose of Tralee, Royal Specials, EastEnders, Who Killed Lucy Beale, Turner Prize, the RIBA Sterling Prize, Weather Specials, the next Bond is still up there, the X Factor winning manager and winning category, Oscars. So there's plenty to bet on. Just that we haven't really got any time to look at those, have we?
I still
like your temperature specials. Which month will have the warmest day in the UK?
August.
August 7 to 4.
7 to 4. It's going to be a tough one, though. 32 degrees today in London.
Is it, though?
The Cockneys will be sweating.
Is it? 32 degrees.
Today.
Has it been recorded yet?
I've been watching some cricket and it looks quite nice and warm. I'm looking out my window and it's cloudy and raining. So
yeah, it's not very nice here, is
it? Such is life, eh?
Yeah, but August generally does win that. So giving me even money July.
Who won last
August.
Year?
August.
I guess again?
No, it was August.
Well, in September one?
No.
Didn't September...
No, it was the first... Remember, it was like, you'd left it out there.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the first day of August.
Yeah, I remember.
Like,
you had a dirty bet, yeah.
It wasn't a dirty bet.
I remember it completely. Yeah, I think you back... Didn't you back August about 5 minutes after BBC Weather had announced...
No.
...that all this was the hottest day of the year?
No.
That's fine, Lee.
No.
Don't worry about it.
No. Otherwise, you'd avoided it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd pay you out, Lee.
Oh,
because I'm
on.
That sort of nice person.
See, now I don't bet with you anymore. You're not bothered, are you?
Oh, you'll be back, Lee. Don't you worry.
There are some tempting prices, I must admit. Will you let me double up? Will you put the bishops thing out again and let me double up the H11 and Helen Skelton?
Why am I putting the bishops back out? You tell me this is an absolute certainty.
No, there's no such thing as an absolute certainty in
this
game, Rob.
You might remember that. Mm. People have been back in these evictions in Big Brother this year.
Yeah, definitely.
No such thing as a
certainty. Did you see a lot of money bet on the bishops after the hearty endorsement that we gave
about
it?
About three people heard about that, was it? Waste of time. Waste of time us doing podcast half the time, Lee.
Enjoy.
I'm not allowed to do any other podcast, though, so this is the one I'm stopped.
Exactly. Well, enjoy your golf trading this evening.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy your cricket.
Yes.
And we will speak to you next week for more specials betting.
I think I'll be around.
Cheers, Rob.
Cheers, mate.
That's Rob Dixon. Make sure you check out all the specials markets over the weekend. And Rob's on Twitter as well, @reality_Rob. I'm at Lee Phelps, and we'll be back next Friday for more of the same. Thanks for downloading, and good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.